Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Greetings, fans of the esoteric. And welcome to...
Magenta Presents.
Tis I, the Madam of Peculiar Tales, the Dark Dowager of Weirdness, the High Priestess of Creepy Lurky Things that lick themselves loudly in the night. Magenta, that's me, if you forgot my name.
And Bernard, I'm here too.
Oh yes. Today's offering is a short story called Alexander Fredor, written and performed by Suzanne Andrade, who just so happens to be here with us right now in our caravan at Misty Moor Rectory.
Oh, that's the name of the house, Misty Moor Rectory, the one we're renovating.
Yes.
I don't think we've mentioned its name before.
Have we not? We never mentioned it's called Misty Moor Rectory.
No, I think it slipped our mind.
Goodness, how remiss of us, how forgetful, how absent-minded.
Incidentally, should we tell the good people at home where they can hear more about Misty Moor Rectory?
Oh, I suppose so, yes.
Because, yes, you see, we have a second podcast series called Madam Magenta Sonos Mystica, and we've just embarked on a fourth season in which we talk about our new business, which we've started, in order to raise money to renovate this ridiculous big house that we now have.
Yes, so the new business is called Magenta and Bernard's Paranormal Investigations, M&B. We've shortened it to that to make it sound a bit more, you know, professional.
Yes.
We thought it best to confine the ghost hunting and the house renovations to our sillier channel and have the more sinister atmospheric stuff here on Magenta Presents. Talking of which, Bernard, increase the sinister atmosphere levels, please.
Ah, right you are.
Oh, that's better.
There we go. Mm. Very nice.
Now, as I said, the author of today's story is sitting right here, staring at us, unblinking. Bit creepy, actually. Thin plumes of smoke are coming from her nostrils. Did you notice that, Bernard?
I had started to notice a haze in the air, yes.
She is preparing herself to perform. It's typical actor stuff. This is what they do. They have to warm up first. So while she's doing that, shall we introduce her?
Yes, yes, let's. But what can one say about Suzanne?
Well, one could say she's the co-founder and co-artistic director of Theatre Company 1927, who have awards coming out of the wazoo. Despite all this success and acclaim, Suzanne didn't turn into a monster. Missed opportunity, if you ask me. Bernard, where did we first meet Suzanne?
Well, a safe guess would be a key party.
Oh, yes, of course, it must have been an esoteric key party. Do you remember which cursed key Suzanne got that night there? I can't...
You know, I normally recall this sort of thing, but I can't remember.
Get me too, I know what you mean. I'm really struggling. Has our lifetime of psychedelics caught up with us?
Possibly, or it could be the smoke coming from Suzanne's nostrils. There's something rather confuddling about it.
Oh, gosh, I think you might be right. It's really filled the caravan. Turn on the extractor fan, Bernard. We're going to have to waken up. Wake it up, Bernard!
All right. Suzanne, are you with us? Hello? There we go.
Oh, the smoke is clearing. Oh, thank goodness. Are you ready, Suzanne? She's ready. And now Magenta presents Alexander Fredor by Suzanne Andrade.
One morning, after a particularly damp and restless night, Alexander Fredor clawed her way out of a beastly dream. She awoke from this wretched nightmare to the sound of her own hair-raising screams. On rising, Alexander discovered a gaping wound in the side of her head. Her pillow was bloated with blood, and a thick, custardy pus stained the bed. Alexander's entire memory had leaked from this exit wound, and it was making its merry way across the floor, gathering carpet fluff and stray hair as it headed for the open door, slugging over Alexander's boxes and books, and spiralling down the stairs. Mrs. Alexander Freda's memory was morphing into a living, breathing creature. A ghastly smelling piece of gristle with almost human features. It was the colour of sunburnt flesh and the shape of a poached egg. It had a small, swollen, winking eye and the beginnings of a muscular leg. Alexander's amber eyes swiveled in her hollow head. She scanned the unfamiliar room, stood on quivering legs. She simply could not remember who she was or how she'd come to reside in this house, on this street. She bambi-walked into the hall in pursuit of the runaway memory, its yolky residue on the soles of her feet. She chased it through that unknown home and into the front garden, where it rolled into a flower bed. Alexander seized its chubby little leg, tried to force it back into the hole in her head, but it simply wouldn't fit. It appeared to have swollen, and it was caked in cat shit. It squirmed free of Alexander's grip, ambled around the garden gathering speed. Into the pond it splashed, pursued by Alexander, who floundered through mouthfuls of frog spawn and pondweed. It dodged Alexander's desperate clawing grasps, vaulted over the garden gate and down the garden path. A horrified man and child looked on from the safety of the front door.
Why's Mummy got no clothes on, Daddy? Why's she crawling about on the floor?
But Alexander was deaf to her daughter's cries, for she was but a stranger through amnesiac eyes. And as she fled the family home, she did not glance behind. They say she abandoned her husband and child when she lost her mind. She chased her memory through bramble bush, through thorn, a relentless cat and mouse from dusk until dawn, stalking her recollections until feet grew sore, hounding her history forevermore. And one day, when the seasons changed, the memory creature turned. Alexander was the one pursued. And after many moons, a distance between them grew. Alexander knows not from what she runs, for she glimpses it only in the dead of night, in the eye of a storm, or in the rays of fading afternoon light, looking over her shoulder for a predator that dogs her every twist and turn, pursued by her formative years and all the lessons learned. They say she abandoned her family when she lost her mind. In pursuit of the past, Alexander Freda left the present behind.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This is routine update log number 6 for Dr. Edison Tucker concerning my research into the town of Jerusalem, Oregon, and the existence of the supernatural, paranormal, mythological, etc., etc., blah, blah, blah. Anyway, since arriving, I've definitely encountered some stuff that could be classified under weird ass. I mean, Where else does putting lamb's blood on people's doorways actually work as pest control? And nobody in town will talk to me about the picnic area near Lincoln's farm. Although, could be because everybody thinks I'm one of those monster hunting idiots. Which I'm not, okay? I am an experienced professional who takes my work extremely seriously, and I am going to prove this if it's the last thing I ever...
Oh, Dr. Tucker, what have I told you about keeping samples in the fridge?
Although, to be honest, I think the biggest mystery on my hands is how I'm going to survive living with Lucille Kensington, stuck-up extraordinaire. So, if you guys don't hear from me again, it wasn't something in the woods that got me. Probably. Where the Stars Fell. Available now wherever podcasts are found.